Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Hey, Carol.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good. Thanks.
All right, detail for everybody what you wrote in that email.
Okay. Well, basically, it started a couple months ago. I went to this bar that I go to about once a month. And towards the end of the night, I met this guy, and we had about 5 minutes until the bar closed, so I gave him my number. And he called me the next day. We talked for about an hour about, like, job, you know, personal stuff.
So that's a good sign that you gave him the number, he called the next day.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
good. There was no 3-day waiting period or whatever.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So he told me to call him in 2 days, so I called him. It was, like, that Tuesday. I talked to him for a minute. And then he said that he was going to come over the next day and we'd watch a movie. So I was like, all right. And he told me he'd be over around 6. So when I was thinking about it that day, I was like, well, you know, he really needs to come over later because I have to put my son to bed. So I call his cell phone and it's not turned on. It's off.
It just, it just rings and rings and rings, or it goes
it
to voicemail?
It didn't even ring. It went straight to voicemail.
Okay.
So I leave him a message, not thinking anything of it. So needless to say, he never came over and he never called me again.
Mm.
So basically, the weekend before last, I went to the same place. I'm walking through to go see some friends of mine. And this guy pulls me to the side. And I was like, hey, how are you? And he goes, hey, do you remember me? And I was like, you look familiar, but, you know, no, not really. And he's like, I'm so-and-so. I'm like, oh, you're the guy that stood me up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, yeah, I'm so sorry. I apologize. I've just been really, really busy. You know, you look really good tonight, blah, blah, blah. So he's like, I'm going to go take my friends home, and I'll come back and hang out with you. So he takes his friends home, and he comes back. And we hang out. We talk for a while, and it was towards the end of the night again, and he asked me if I wanted to ride home. I said, yeah. So I left my car there. He took me home. He asked me what movie I wanted to watch. We put in a movie, watched just about the whole thing. You know, we pulled around a little bit, of course. And then he had asked me if I wanted to go all the way, and I told him no. And he goes, that's fine. I can wait. So I was like, all right. You know, this guy's a really nice guy. And then the movie's over. He asked me to pick out another one and go ahead and put it in. So I do. And he's like, I'm going to go out to my car and get my car charger for my cell phone. I'll be right back. He never came back.
So after you said you weren't going to go all the way,
right?
Then he went to his car and left.
Yes.
Never saying goodbye.
Never saying goodbye.
Jerk.
What a moron. What a moron.
Ah.
Legally, can we give this guy's first name and last name out?
I don't know.
I just love to call a guy like this out. Well, first of all, I'd say the first time, okay, when he stood you up at that point, I don't know why you just, because you stand me up, it's over. That's it. No call, no nothing. I'm too busy even to leave you a voicemail message saying, I can't make it tonight. Jerk. No way. That's it. Never even a second try.
Yeah. But see, me, like, I'm really nice to people. And
but Carol
looked really good.
Well, okay. I mean, really nice to people. I mean, all aside, you had the hots for him that second night, and you thought, why not, right?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Well, if you thought, why not, then when he said, you know, let's go all the way, why didn't you just, I mean, because it sounds like you invited him over only because he was hot.
Not only because he, I mean, keep in mind, we had talked before, and we had really good conversations.
But he blew you off before.
I know, but I believed him. I thought he was really busy.
Don't believe guys.
Save well, that.
Now, Carol, I want to ask a question, And I'm not, you know, I'm not a mother. I'm just curious. As a single mother, I would think that you would even be more picky about the men you bring into your home. You know, and to me, I feel as though if I was a single mom and I brought a guy stood me up, knowing that he stood me up after I left a message about having to put my child to bed, then he's gone, you know.
Right. So well, I mean, that weekend that he came over, my son wasn't even there. I had somebody else watch him.
Well, I mean, regardless of that, I'm just saying as a single mom, is it not?
Right.
I guess you're not more picky than you know.
Not necessarily. I mean, this is the first guy that I've seen since I've been single. I mean, I just got out of a three-year relationship.
Mm-hmm.
This is all new to me. You know, I'm living by myself with my son. It gets lonely. You know, it's hard.
Yeah, I understand that. I do understand that. But know this also, and let me give the phone number out. People are starting to call. 404-741-1005. That it will never get better in a relationship than the first couple of weeks, couple of months of you dating. So if a guy doesn't call you back, doesn't have the respect for you to even just spend 5 seconds on the phone and say, hey, I can't really talk right now. I'm busy. I'm so sorry I can't make it tonight, but let's do something in a couple of weeks.
Right.
If he doesn't show you that kind of respect, women, end the relationship. This is not a guy you want to be with. Unless there was a death in his family and he had to take off to California, end the relationship. It is never going to get any better than that. So when you let him into your house and he blew you off the way he did, even though the dude's a total tool, it doesn't shock me.
Yeah.
He showed you in the first hour, or I should say after that conversation, he showed you what he was all about the very first time he tried to make communication with you. He showed you.
Why would he even talk to me a second time if there were tons of other girls?
Because he's trying to get the booty.
Because he's trying to get laid.
Yeah.
That's what motivates men.
Right.
That's a guy, yeah.
Yeah, sex is their ultimate motivator.
Now, you shouldn't even have to ask why. I mean, once you said to him, look, we're not going to have sex tonight, and then he left and never called you back, did you think in your mind, okay, maybe he was just in it for the sex?
Yeah, I knew that at that point. But my thing is, like, why pick me for the second time? There were other girls there with the, you know, the short skirts and the high boots, you know? And he could have had any of those other girls, but yet he wanted to talk to me again.
Because you looked hot and you showed interest before and you were easier to get to than the other women.
Yeah, I mean, that could be.
And he saw you as soft.
Vulnerable.
Yeah, you're vulnerable. I mean, he blew you off and he didn't call you back, yet here you are still hanging out with him in a bar talking to him. So he's thinking, this is a woman I can take advantage of.
And you waited until he took his friends home and came back. So, of course, he knew it was an in.
Yeah.
Well, and the other thing is, though, I want to know about advice for her because, like, she was saying how she's a single mom. She's doing a lot to raise her kid by herself, but it does get lonely, and she does want some action here and there.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be Prince Charming every single time. She needs a little love and you know what I'm saying? Like, what advice would you give to her on that sort of a thing?
Well,
on lowering her expectation.
If you're honest with yourself and you know I'm going out to have sex tonight, then that's it. I mean, there's a lot of single moms that will do that, and then it has nothing to do with finding a father like a lot of guys think women are doing, but she wasn't doing that.
Right.
Like, she's thinking way too much about this guy, and she turned him down when he came over.
Yeah, I think you're talking about two different things. Like, if her intention was just to go out and have sex, make sure the child is somewhere else, bring the dude home.
Have fun.
Do what you gotta do.
And see you later.
And then see you later. But she's all hurt that he just blew her off two different times.
So it's about her kind of changing her expectations for filling that lonely void. Because I think you're trying to fill the lonely void with having somebody you know, to mess around with and play around with, but then at the same time, you're expecting him to be Prince Charming.
Right, and that is true. Like, I don't want a relationship, but then I'm not going to sleep with the first guy that I meet on the first night, no matter what I want from him, you know? Mm-hmm. That's just not me.
So is it true, Crash? Do you think it is true that when you meet single moms, that the impression, the stereotypical impression a guy would have is like, this is an easy target? Because you know she wants to be in a relationship.
I think it's kind of like twofold, really. I mean, first of all, if you were a single guy, guys tend to put up a little bit of a barrier. They're going to be a little bit more cautious when you're approaching a single mom because you've got that factor of the child. But I don't think they're like easy pickings or anything. I think, if anything, they're going to be a little bit more on their guard, too, because that's the way they're perceived. They're perceived as fish in a barrel. You know, like, oh, you're going to get the MILFs and the moms. They're easy because they're desperate. You know, I would think they would think the opposite.
Good morning, Betty.
Good morning.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. You're on with Carol.
Hey, Carol. My thing is, I think you need to be a bit more picky because I'm a single mother myself, and I can't have any guy who I'm not, you know, comfortable with around my child up until we get to the point where we have established some sort of commitment for one another. So you need to be a bit more picky as to who you bring into your home, because although your son wasn't at home at the time, you don't know this guy from a can of worms. I mean, you don't know who he is. You don't know what he's about. God forbid he was some sort of lunatic that, you know, could always come back and try to harm you and your child. I mean, I know I'm taking it to an extent, but sometimes you gotta think that way, especially when you have a child involved.
Thanks, Betty. And I've said this a million times. When it comes to dating, forget about the words. Forget about what he says in the bar. Mm-hmm. He showed you what he was all about, and that speaks volumes way more than the words. The dude didn't call you back.
Right.
He blew you off. He stood you up.
And Carol, I think that, you know, maybe it's just like Jen was, talking about earlier, just a naivety, because you have to remember, you said in the first time you met this guy, you gave him your number 5 minutes before the bar closed.
Right.
Okay, so I mean,
that's when great relationships are born.
That's a scenario.
You get that number
of,
in before the lights come on.
Exactly.
Then you know it's meant to be.
That's a scenario of there's only one thing on both of your minds. You know what? It's the end of the evening. You're getting together, and the fact that you had told him you got to put your child to bed gave him the idea that, well, he's not going to get that tonight, so he just blew you off. So I think you just need to understand what's going on in the dating scene and what different scenarios mean.
Right, that's true. I mean, I should have paid more attention to it. I'm really friendly, and I get along with everybody.
That's nice.
And my thing is, okay, so you see him the second time, and he approaches you again. I mean, it's fine to go back to him, but understand what you're going back to him for, you know?
Right.
I mean, like, you're way emotionalizing this when it's just a matter of he was trying to get some he couldn't get, and he left.
That's right.
Right.
I've never heard of a guy being that rude before.
Right.
Though. Like,
I don't want to take away from the fact that he was a real jerk.
Total jerk.
He was totally rude.
Twice. I mean, after that first movie, when it was established, look, this isn't going to happen, he probably, you know, should have said, all right, thanks so much. I appreciate the movie. Thanks. And
good night.
Do what we normally do. I'll give you a call and then never call back.
Agreed.
Exactly.
But she's taking it personally.
Cool thing, you know?
Yeah. This has nothing to do with you.
Yeah, she's taking it too personally. Like, he's a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, Carol.
Good luck. I know it's hard. I know it's got to be really hard because
Bert just has the sign of a beatdown dad. All right.
We take these calls day in and day out and day in from both men and women, and we constantly show each other what we're all about. We are constantly showing you, but we do see it, but we choose not to acknowledge it. I mean, we wouldn't have a show if people took this advice. But the truth is, this guy showed you what he was made of the very first time he didn't call and he stood you up. He showed no respect.
Right.
And I think you could say this in a lot of different relationships. We'll show you right off the bat what we're all about.
Mm-hmm. And I think Bert made a great point. And Carol, I don't think this is a scenario that's just unique to single moms, because guys are jerks to single women who aren't parents. And I think Bert's point of, people put their best foot forward at the very beginning. You know, especially if they're interested in somebody, they're going to show you their best first, and then the more you get to know them, then the worst comes out.
Right.
And so, if he's a jerk, like Bert said, in the first 5-10 minutes...
It's not going to get any better
than that. It's not going to get any better, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. He's going to end up on Cops. If this is the way he treats you the first 24 hours, then that's your future, Cops. All right, Carol.
Okay.
Good luck, sweetie.
Guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
The Bert Show.